Happy Friday. It is May the 20th. Is the year flying by?
You know what day it is tomorrow, don't you?
Saturday?
My anniversary.
No, it's your wife's anniversary.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, when she gives you the list and sends you to the store and says, get this perfume, it's her anniversary. You were a participant in her anniversary, but congratulations. So if you have the PayPal address up in the chat, then everybody can send the email notifications and you'll be famous. And welcome to everyone. On Friday, we do the wrap-up for the Guy R. Cook Report. And in order to have all of the links that we're going to talk about, I simply go, are you ready? I simply go like this, and there it is. TheGuyRCookReport.podbean.com, one of the few audio files with magic included at no extra charge. Go there, and all of the links we discussed there when we talk about refreshing the routine we did on Monday. We talked about SEO tips on Tuesday. We talked about Wednesday, the mind. And on Thursday, it was B2B. So let's get into it, okay? Refreshing the routine on Monday simply is, let's go in and look at the things that we do all the time that we take for granted, the logins that we've not touched or revisited for a year because they work, right? So we don't need to change them. But let's confirm that, you know, those analytics that you're tracking all year long, let's make sure that those still work, okay? Let's do some spring cleaning tips on our social media strategy, and I won't go into that right now, but the links are all there in the show notes, and we showed you that a minute ago with that magical presentation, the GuyRCookReport.podbean.com. Can't say that too many times. I guess there's a record.
Not too many times. No, never.
There might be a record. We'll take a shot at that another time. And then in the show notes that I'm fumbling through, Tuesday on the SEO tips, we talked about the difference between local SEO and just the regular old search engine optimization, because you want to get to every English-speaking country in the world with your service or your product. Well, the people that are selling snow tires in Detroit, they only want to be number one in search for snow tires in Detroit. They don't care about San Francisco. They don't care about Phoenix, Arizona, or places around the world that the snow tires don't happen. Perhaps they do sell them in San Francisco. I'm not sure. Never lived there. Anyway, a list of the 10 best local on-page SEO tips prepared by Brandon Gale is on the show notes as well. And that document, it's a good one. Definitely give that a look. If your responsibility, if your duties call for you to do SEO things, that's what you'll want to have a look at. Wednesday, one single call to action. It was download the virtual assistant resources link that we have. It's a PDF file. So if you're thinking about getting a virtual assistant, what's that going to involve? Those resources are all available on that PDF file. And a big shout out thanks to Ertel from Belgium, who helped me make that list some months ago. Yesterday, go ahead.
I was going to say that PDF is a good find. It's a good list.
There you have it. And so for the audience members in the UK that are listening on your way to work, you've heard it straight from Cambridge that's top drawer. Is it top drawer? A number one?
Top drawer, yeah.
This is Thursday's show. It was about a 30-day social media calendar. Now, we've talked a little bit on SEO on Tuesday, but on Thursday, we talked basically about the B2B countenance of making a good effort on social media and what topics are you going to cover. Well, with 30 different tasks on this calendar, whether it's a time-sensitive offer, whether it's a current event, whether it's an announcement, whether it's a blog post, whether it's a quote, whether it's a curated content, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, it's all right there on one page, easiest cake to make use of. So give you that. That'll be in the show notes that we have, you know where, right? TheGuyerCookReport.podbean.com. I found out today on Google, just as a what if, I said, what if I just put in the pound sign, the Guyer Cook Report? Will it find us? It does. Now, I don't know if it's because I was logged into Google or if we've done it that many times on YouTube and whatnot that it's now found. And speaking of that, we're now at the end of the content portion of the show, and shout outs and the thank yous consist of this. They're in the show notes as well, but we thank, of course, the company that likes to clean, Edinburgh, Scotland. What that is easy as cake. They're the company that likes to clean. So when you line up all the brands of the cleaning companies, which one are you going to pick? You're going to pick the one that likes to clean, because that's what you want done. And so if you've got an oven that needs cleaned, if you've got an apartment that needs cleaned, if you have need of that service and you're on that side of the ocean where Kelvin lives, then give that guy a ring. Fraser's the guy, okay? Simply put, there's none better. If there is, we don't know of them. Or we'd shout out about them too, I'm sure. Thanks to blab.im for providing this interface, which worked spot on, perfect, correct, A number one today. And as you know, when you end these programs like this, at the end of the show, Blab emails you a link to your audio file and your video file. So if you're not recording it like we do, because we're just internationally known power users, we have to do that for our brand, and you can use that link. It'll save the day, especially if you mangle up the audio that you're getting back, right? But we never do that, hardly ever. A big thank you to Friends Just Chatting. Every weekday morning, look for this logo at blab.im. It's Friends Just Chatting. We've talked about everybody instance of everything today. Quite fun place to be. And all over the world. If they speak English, they'll probably be there. Many of the people that are in the chat right now, I've also met on Friends Just Chatting. And so on that note, I've done this. Have I forgotten anything?
Nothing. No.
You sure?
I'm sure.
What about that report about the FCC investigating Blab? That's probably just a rumor. There's no sense.
It's top secret. I wasn't going to mention it.
Oh, okay. Okay. It's just a rumor, gossip. So let's just get this done with. And by doing that, to say the three magic words, it's a wrap.